This is our song,
baby. I hate this song.
About 4 years ago?
Twice you made me do it.
We did it down at DJ's.
We did it at DJ's.
And we did it at Giant pregame.
Yeah, was it Reds?
Reds, one of the great restaurants in New Jersey, right across from MetLife. Yep, and great people there. Doug and his gang at Reds do a great job. Great place to have a drink and some wings before a game or a concert, for sure. Yeah, I played drums.
Yes.
And you sang.
Yes.
Yeah, we had like 7,000 people there watching you sing.
Yeah.
As my memory serves, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, there was Spank the Pig. It was great. Yeah,
but it was like supposed to be a Beatles song. Then I got that song sprung on me. I'm in the corner trying to read the lyrics and remember it. And then what really screwed me over was at DJ's.
Yeah.
We did Come Together by the Beatles.
Okay.
Was the song I sang.
Yeah,
it was
great.
Went great. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, well, Craig wants to play the drums. One more song. And you sprung this one on me again.
I remember that.
I'd forgotten all the lyrics. And I'm like, oh. I know. Hey, let me light your candle because of mama. Aunt. That's all I know. Like,
yeah,
funny,
you did the hook.
Yes.
That was it.
Yeah, it was
what I remember about that was at one point I was playing the drums and you weren't singing to whatever song it was.
Right.
And I forget the name of the band, the Long Island band. They're like a really good cover band.
Yeah.
The guy screeches a little bit, but what the heck's the name of it? Whatever they're called, doesn't matter.
Yeah, the bigger guy?
Yeah. He was like Idol for a small run. Mm-hmm. In any event, I never forget, like I'm playing the drums and Evan's just watching me. Mm-hmm. And the guy sings, Craig's playing the drums. And Evan's just watching Craig play the drums.
That's right, yeah.
Anyhow, I think, are we going back to DJs for Memorial Day? I'd like to. I know the owner passed away, dear friend of mine.
Oh, he did?
But they're still doing a great job. Mm. Yeah, it'd be great. I would sign up for that.
Yeah, I mean, I would be. I think this year was just the morning show.
Yeah, Evan and Tiki didn't go last year, but like we only do DJs because when I came back 4 years ago,
you made a promise.
I said that was the only place I would do our first live remote because they were very good to me when I got in trouble. So I say the same thing. And by the way, Headliners is closed anyway. I was a dump. So it'd be great to go back to DJs for Memorial Day.
Count me in.
Yeah, I'm in on that. Here's Jimmy in North Haldon. Jimmy, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Jimmy?
How about this one, right?
What?
What's up, guys? Great, best show on the planet. Anyway,
thank you.
how about Mike Tomlin going to the Giants, right?
Hey, Jimmy, can you do me a favor real quick? Can you say, I flipped it for real?
Say it again?
Can you say, I flipped it for real?
I flipped there for real.
Oh, that's so close.
A little bit.
Isn't it close?
Yeah, a little bit.
Faster than I had it.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. All right.
What did you call it?
Usual suspects.
Usual suspects.
All good.
Yeah.
Benicio del Toro.
I've been for real. Yeah.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
All right. So we got Mike Tomlin going to the Giants, right? Under one condition. He brings Aaron Rodgers to the Giants for 1 year. Jack Lazarus. Now
see, I'll do you better.
What?
Look, Mike Tomlin's taking a year off it by the current reports.
That Tomlin's
Jordan's going to come in studio in about 10 minutes, so he'll give us the real skinny on it. So it's just good timing for us that he's coming in.
Yeah.
You and I were just talking during the break, and you know, it's a much better idea, and the idea involves the Jets. The New York Jets are committed to Aaron Glenn coming back. That decision has already been made. So the New York Jets also don't have a current quarterback. I'm not sure if they've soured on Dante Moore or not, or you know who they're going to pick number two, but they're going to get a quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you were a gambling man, I'm not, but if you were, you might say, all right, I can't see the Jets being a really good team next year based on the current talent,
right?
Even if they get the quarterback right. So if Mike Tomlin's going to step away from football for a full year, do TV or do nothing, doesn't matter. If I'm the Jets, I go back to playing chess again. So Aaron Glenn comes back for year two. I know in my heart we're going to struggle. Whether we get the right quarterback or not, we're not winning 9, 10, 11, 12 games. I don't think that's happening for the New York Jets. So what do? Year two of Aaron Glenn. Nobody can accuse you of jumping the gun or not giving him a chance to do what he and Gant Campbell did in Detroit in year two, which was resurrect the turnaround the Lions. So maybe you want to give him that because he's lived through that. I can buy that. I don't agree with it, but I can accept it. And then when he fails miserably in year two, now you are sitting there with a proven quarterback going into year two. Mike Tomlin is refreshed. He wants to come to New York. Everybody wins. You get Harbaugh this year. I get Tomlin next year. Kumbaya.
And new rivals back together again in New York. That'd be great. And
listen,
the Jets have to do it.
That's the answer.
The Jets have to do it. If Mike Tomlin takes 1 year off and wants to come back to coaching, which I don't know. Like these guys, his predecessor took 1 year off and then it became 19. Right? We never saw we never saw Bill Cowher again coaching or walking an NFL sideline. When you get away from it, we'll see how he likes it. But if he wants to come back, the Jets have to do whatever they can.
Am I wrong? Did Cowher, was his last game the Super Bowl? Or did he coach after that?
Yeah, no, I think his last game was the Super Bowl.
He won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That was
it. So here's a statement from Mike Tomlin. After much thought and reflection, I've decided to step down as head coach of the Steelers. Organization has been a huge part of my life for many years. An absolute honor to lead this team. Deeply grateful to Art Rooney II and late Ambassador Rooney for their trust and support. I want to thank Steelers Nation. Your passion, loyalty, and high expectations represent what makes this franchise truly special. While this chapter comes to a close, my respect and love for the Steelers will never change. I'm excited for what the future holds for this organization, and I'll forever be grateful for my time coaching in Pittsburgh. That is classy. Mm-hmm. He said absolutely nothing
about himself,
in there about his future, but the reports thus far are that he might step away from football and take a year off. Mike Vrabel did the same thing, came back, great success, with a year two quarterback in Drake May. So there's a blueprint for how this could work selfishly for the New York Jets. Draft the right quarterback this year, have another bad or losing season, and then go to Mike Tomlin with the Brinks truck and say, $20 million, full personnel, $10 million for your staff, you're done,
you're
a Jet.
Yep.
So it's right there.
That's the plan.
And by the way, if it happens that way where he does take the year off, I want to be very clear about this. I don't want to hear any other names. I don't want to hear, oh, what about Rex Ryan? You know, oh, what about, you know, this guy or that guy?
Yeah.
He becomes, for me, what Harbaugh is for you.
Totally agree. He's the only guy I would want, but there is the other thing of him still being under contract with
Stop with that. You're muddying the water.
I'm not. They might
when
have to trade
find out,
for him.
We'll deal with it.
Yeah, but you might have to trade for him.
Not today.
No, I understand
so
that.
So stop muddying the water in my dream.
I'm not muddying the water
in your dream.
No, I'm not. Go trade for him.
I got to wait a year.
I understand
So you're killing my dream.
I'm not killing
and
dreams.
And my vibe, it's like I'm 13 again and my mom just walked in the room. Like, what's this sock hanging on the door, mom, if you're not going to respect it? Huh? How about knock first?
I didn't see the sock.
Yeah.
You put a sock on the
door? The sock is right there.
No, I'm just telling you that you have to trade for him. That's
you're
it.
You're muddying.
I'm not muddying the
right now, don't have to trade for him.
I'm showing you that the waters are muddied. That's not the same thing as muddying them
Trust
myself.
Me, the Rooney family does the right thing all the time. All the time. Not some of the time. So let me dream the impossible dream. And if it happens that a year from now, the Steelers are like, we need a third-round draft pick. You and I, if I'm still here, will deal with it. Not today, Ace.
All right.
Not today.
I'm just acknowledging that would be part of it.
Not today.
All right.
Don't try to get the last word in. And I see what you're doing. All right, fine, Craig. But I see what you're doing over
just
there.
Just saying.
You're very pervasive.
Okay.
Persuasive.
Yeah.
Not pervasive.
I'm not.
You're persuasive.
I'm persuasive.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Persuasive.
Persuasive.
There you
Not
go.
Pervasive.
All right. Again. I don't know if that was on air or just in my ear. That was just in my ear. You're allowed to do that.
Okay. He said good. Something? I thought you were mocking me.
He said you're perverted.
Oh, I'm perverted.
That's what he said, yeah. Which is why I'm glad he didn't say it on the air. Here's Diego. Diego's in East Meadow. What's cooking, Diego?
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, Craig, it's really been bothering me for something. I don't think C-Mac is what you call a Giants fan.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yankee shill, yes.
Yes, 100%.
Public defender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But C-Mac admitted on his first or second Saturday show that he is coaching like a peewee football team. But
that's great.
He took it a little too far. He bought a whole set of Kelly Green Eagles attire. And he's doing the EAGLES cheer on the weekend.
Wait a minute. What is
you
this?
Have to strip him of his fandom immediately.
Yeah. Diego, I'm going to have my spies go up to Orange County, which is the kidnap capital of the world, as you know. And I'm going to have someone with a camera out there seeing if that flag football league starts up in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And he's out there going, come on now, kids, EAGLES Eagles.
That's just
that factual?
Patently false.
Is it?
Yes.
Are you coaching your kids flag football?
I coached his flag football, and it was 2 years ago.
Okay.
And they were the Eagles. Actually, no. And then, I'm sorry.
Okay.
2 years ago, my oldest son was the Eagles. This year, my younger son was the Eagles.
So what did he say that's inaccurate?
That I have them go Eagles or that I went out
and
bought.
It would seem that's what you would do if you're coaching the Eagles.
No, we don't say anything
Come
Eagles.
On, kids. Let's go.
No. Eagles. I wouldn't even do that. And the idea that I went out and bought nothing but Kelly color green.
Well,
I wore the jersey that they provided for the coaches.
Was it an NFL Play 60 jersey?
Yeah, it's like one
so
of those.
So it's a green one.
And it says Eagles on it.
It says Eagles on it.
Yes.
And you had to wear it.
Yes.
And you did.
I did.
Proudly.
Yes.
Loved it.
I'm coaching
Family
my son's
picture.
Team. Yes.
Could have worn a Corvette.
We're not Eagles fans.
Could have gone QZ. Hide the jersey a little bit.
I wore
what and
was,
nobody took a picture of you?
There's probably a picture. And then I had the Dolphins one. I was wearing the Dolphins this year.
What?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Benedict Arnold.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Wow.
For my children, Craig?
No, your
For my children?
Your children can wear
it. Yes, I can wear it.
Where my children
I'm the coach.
Eat and play?
right. Exactly right. So, yes, I am a Giants fan who... You know, I
Fair
had to
enough.
Wear Eagles for flag
I'll tell you this.
Football.
I'm so happy I'm working with someone who gets every movie
yeah.
reference
yes.
I put out there. Because as much as I adore Evan Roberts,
yeah,
I adore him. Anytime I drop a movie line, he'd look at me dumbfounded.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get
I'm
it.
I'm still kicking myself for getting the Hyman Roth name wrong, though. I'm still
That's
kicking
right.
myself
nobody,
for that
nobody
one.
Heard him. I think you think of football. You said Heisman. It's
yeah,
all good.
Yeah. He has no idea. No, he is completely... Inept. Any sort of
right, so,
cultural.
Good news. Jordan Schultz, who's one of the best NFL insiders on the planet, and a buddy of mine is here. So let's take a quick break. Have Jordan come in and give us the latest on Mike Tomlin, the latest for you Giant fans on Harbaugh. And are we going to see Brian Daboll back in the NFL as a coach, not as a coordinator? That's coming up right after this.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Yeah, yeah. 317, Carton Show with Big Mac. Happy to have a good buddy of mine and one of the top NFL insiders in the business. Jordan Schultz joining us right now. It's just apropos, great day for you to stop by and say hi. First off, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm doing great. Great to be on.
Yeah,
it's,
great.
All right,
so
here.
Let's get into the stuff that just happened. You had it on online as well. Mike Tomlin, we just read his statement publicly,
yeah.
has stepped down from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Are you hearing that the plan for him right now is a full year away from football?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I would say the expectation for Mike Tomlin is that he takes a year off and potentially does television, which he, I think, would be great at. The difference with John Harbaugh is John Harbaugh wants to go right now. There's no break. The other part, too, and this is a key caveat that someone explained to me, Mike Tomlin was not fired.
Right.
He voluntarily stepped down. And the reason that's so important, Craig, is that should he come back to coaching,
Chris
the Steelers would still have his rights.
Yeah.
And the best
coach... be careful because
right.
you're muddying the waters
I am.
Right now.
You are.
Okay,
it's,
yeah.
You're muddying the waters a year prematurely. That's all I said.
But the reason that matters is the Sean Payton example. Sean
mm-hmm.
Payton obviously leaves the NFL. He comes back to the Saints. They trade him to the Broncos. That same situation could feasibly happen with the Steelers.
Again, I'm not going to worry about that today. Because I think the New York Jets are the team, selfishly speaking,
mm-hmm.
one more year of Aaron Glenn. And I know the Jets are committed. Aaron Glenn's coming back whether fans want him or not. They draft a quarterback number two. They're not going to be a great team next year, maybe a little bit better, as Aaron Glenn gets a year under his belt. And then Mike Tomlin, in theory, would be available to do the exact same thing that Sean Payton did in Denver. Come back, make a boatload of dough, have a second-year quarterback that, knock on wood, you got right. And all of a sudden, you bring in a really competent coach to lead the way with a young stud quarterback.
And the Jets picking second overall this year, conceivably, could get Dante Moore. We'll see if he goes back to school. But the other part, too, is if Mike Tomlin does come back, Craig, there's no question he is at or near the top of the list, every list.
And by the
of
way, that
list.
Would scare me as a Jet fan because the Dallas Cowboys then come into play. Every team that's got an opening comes into play. You guys are right about
There's nine jobs right now, though, and this has been far and away the wackiest coaching cycle. But the fact that you have essentially a third of the league open is wild.
What are all these coaches seeing that Big Mac and I don't see about Atlanta? Why is Atlanta suddenly...
Yeah.
I know it was Belichick last year, and they passed on him. Okay, fine. But what is it about Atlanta? I don't think they have a quarterback that makes everyone saying that's a really good spot, even for Harbaugh, who talked to them on the phone.
I think the best job is Baltimore and Pittsburgh
now. I agree.
Those are the best jobs.
No quarterback in Pitt, though.
No quarterback, but great franchise, historic. They're very patient, and that's the key word with Atlanta. Arthur Blank, although not so much with Raheem Morris, traditionally very patient. And Matt Ryan, too, is considered, okay, you're going to be very collaborative with him. They're going to hire a GM as well. But also, you're going to be able to pick your own staff, and they have a ton of tools. A lot of these rosters with these teams are not very good. Tennessee, awful roster. They have a quarterback, awful roster. Vegas, Arizona, terrible rosters. You look at Atlanta, they're loaded on both sides of the ball. So that is a big part of it as well. It's not the best, but it's certainly near the top.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, no. So you mentioned Pittsburgh. Obviously, a lot made last night about Aaron Rodgers. Do you think him stepping away here indicates what we kind of figured already? Aaron Rodgers won't be back with Pittsburgh?
Oh, I
Does
think,
he step away even if Rodgers is coming back?
I think either way.
Okay.
Yeah, but I also believe that there is a strong sentiment that Aaron Rodgers won't be back at 42 years old. Mm-hmm. And I would be really surprised if Rodgers is back, but I also think after 19 seasons, similarly to what happened in Baltimore with John Harbaugh, they basically won the same number of games, 190, 180, both won a Super Bowl. Sometimes a fresh voice is needed.
Right.
And yeah, from a coaching standpoint.
Yeah, and yeah. If he didn't step away today, do you think there was going to be a mutual? How did Pittsburgh feel about this? Obviously, in the statement, you know, they said what they said, but could you have seen like a separating ways even if Tomlin wasn't ready to step away?
I don't believe that there was ever going to be a scenario where Mike Tomlin was fired, at least not right now. Three coaches in basically six decades.
Right.
I don't think, if anything, the way they would have worded it would have been, this is completely mutual. The way it is worded now, which is voluntarily, makes it sound like Tomlin had all the leverage. I'm not 100% sure if that's the case, but there was no scenario in my mind in which Mike Tomlin was getting fired. That was never going
to
happen.
Talking to Jordan Schultz, what's the YouTube channel, the name of it again?
Yeah, Schultz Report, check it out.
Schultz Report, definitely check it out. Also does a very cool show with Draymond Green about football, which is actually a very fun, entertaining watch as well. All right, let me get to the low-hanging fruit. Every Giant fan listening right now knows that John Harbaugh is expected to be here tomorrow into Thursday, so maybe a day and a half with the New York Giants. Chris Mara went down to see him prior to this whole thing blowing up publicly the way it has, and I give the Giants credit for that, trying to get ahead of all your competition. Give us the latest on John Harbaugh, and from your sources, where he is in specifics to the New York Giants.
So I've said basically from the beginning that John Harbaugh and the Giants was the perfect marriage, or as good as it gets in terms of what the Giants would be looking for and what John Harbaugh is looking for. The issue is that you don't have a clean slate. You have a head coaching available and no GM available. And here's the reason I'm not super worried about that is because I don't believe, based on what I've been told, that there's a prerequisite for John Harbaugh to say, I have to pick my GM. This is not that situation. He wants a lot of say over personnel, but he's not going to say, I can't work with Joe Shane. They have been ultra aggressive. Chris Mara, you mentioned Joe Shane, who's basically leading the charge. The other part, and this is probably the most important part, is John Harbaugh's only going to go to a place where he believes he can win with a quarterback.
Right.
And Jackson Dart is someone he liked a lot coming out of the draft. With all that in mind, I'm not willing to say that the Giants is definitively where he's going to go, but that's what the Giants want. And I think Harbaugh is very open and excited about the idea of coming to New York and being with a
Temple
franchise.
So what team, obviously, I'm a fan of Cam Ward. He had a tough rookie season. I can put a lot of the blame on the coaching there and the personnel in Tennessee. What other franchise today do you think is the Giants' biggest competition for John Harbaugh?
I'm going to give you the dark horse, Tennessee.
Mm. So it is Tennessee.
I think Tennessee is a major
cap.
Dark horse.
They got $100 million cap room.
$100 million in the cap.
Good GM.
Really good GM from Kansas City.
New stadium
and Cam Ward. Mm-hmm. Who, by the way, the last month of the season looked like a bona fide like top 10 guy.
Yeah,
he was
great. Figured it out a little bit.
And they didn't have anything around him. By and large, that was the worst roster in the league. So you have all of that together, and I mentioned the GM, Borgonzi. He is really well-liked, and a few people have said to me, I love the situation in Tennessee because I think I can work there and have the freedom to not only build my own staff, but work collaboratively with the GM.
Well, let me stop there and ask you a question. If you're a guy, John Harbaugh, and I can make the argument, you know, probably should have won more, with the talent he's had there, but he does have the one Super Bowl. Do you think John Harbaugh is willing to go to a team that still represents a bit more of a project where you're not winning a Super Bowl in year one, my opinion, maybe not yours.
The Giants?
Well, no, I'm saying like the Giants seems to be the best fit from a talent standpoint and a team that could turn around last year's four-win season
to
win 9 or 10 games and at least be alive for a wild card.
Yeah.
I don't think that happens in year one with Tennessee, especially in a division that suddenly got pretty good. So is a guy that's been in the league as head coach for 18 years going to go to a situation where he's not going to win in year one?
I think two things. John Harbaugh has the confidence and the brand equity to go to a place like that and not feel the pressure to win year one or even year two. So that's not a deterrent to me. The deterrent is that the Giants are a tenfold franchise. I mean, it's the New York Giants.
It used to be.
But it doesn't get any more substantial than that.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying
1986,
that.
1986, it was great.
Yeah, 1986. Yeah. This isn't Lawrence Taylor. This isn't.
I feel like I'm outside myself watching what I've been doing for the last 2 days.
But I believe, listen, the Giants are the favorite. Like I said, they are the favorite. But Tennessee is very much in play. I think Atlanta's in play. You know, he's had conversations with the Raiders and Cardinals. To me, those are non-starters. I know Miami likes him. They don't have a quarterback either. You know, Tua's not going to be there next year.
And their cap situation is a mess.
It's a complete mess. You're going to have a massive cap hit from Tua. So I would look at Tennessee, Atlanta, and the Giants. And I mentioned Tennessee as the dark horse. I haven't really seen them mentioned a lot, but to me, that is quietly a really good fit.
All right, let me give you this. Talking to Jordan Schultz, Schultz Report on YouTube. Great watch. They definitely check it out. So here's the question. You had the report, and no one else had it earlier today, that Brian Daboll, who a lot of people have linked to the Raiders, that Tom Brady might want to bring Brian Flores in, head coach on the defense. Brian runs the offense. They're going to have Mendoza most likely as their rookie quarterback. But you had a report today that Tennessee now, again, going back to Cam Ward, what is Brian Daboll known for? Building young quarterbacks into greatness. Josh Allen, that's why he loved Jackson Dart, obviously, that he is going to be interviewed in Tennessee.
On Friday.
How much do they really like him?
They like him. The other thing, too, with Tennessee is they're going to interview basically 22 guys.
Like,
a lot of dudes, which is kind of what you want to do when you're awful. You want
a fishing expedition.
But the other thing, too, with Daboll is even if he doesn't get a head coaching job, he's going to be very much in play for as many as three potentially
legit
OC jobs.
Oh, okay, OC
jobs. And so you mentioned Vegas. Obviously, that's one. Tennessee, potentially. There's a scenario in which Tennessee looks at a Daboll or even a Matt Nagy and says, you know what, you're not the head coach, but come be our OC. Come call plays.
You mentioned
Flores.
Yes.
Flores is now suddenly a big name to watch in Pittsburgh. He was there. Mm-hmm. There's connections there. He has the right temperament, for that franchise.
Tomlin did it. Tomlin was defensive coordinator for a year in Minnesota before he got the Pittsburgh job.
Yeah.
Flores says, I think, even though with that lawsuit that's still pending, I guess.
He's still suing the NFL.
Right.
But that wouldn't, to me, stop Pittsburgh from hiring him. He also interviewed in Baltimore.
Got it. Mm-hmm. I think Baltimore is the best job available.
It is the best job.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about Mike McDaniel. It seemed like Mike McDaniel got the dreaded ownership blessing and then sat down with Stephen Ross, and I guess that dinner just did not go well. I've actually been told that Stephen Ross got up and left the dinner in the middle of it, that they were eating at Prime 112, a very famous place in Miami.
Well, that's where not to blow my own horn, but that's where I broke the T. Higgins and Jamar Chase.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Love that restaurant.
Yeah, it's great.
Right.
It's great. Great dessert.
Yeah, Prime Italian right across the street.
Yeah, it's great.
So I was told that Steve Ross walked out of the meeting with Mike McDaniel and then fired him the next day. Not confirmed, that's just what I was told. Is Mike McDaniel a candidate other than offensive coordinator somewhere? Is he getting some love as a head coach?
He is, including Tennessee. We mentioned they're interviewing a ton. He is tomorrow, I believe, in Tennessee. So McDaniel is, I would be shocked if he's not at least an offensive coordinator.
Okay.
And I'd say there's a legit chance, there's a real shot he gets another head coaching opportunity. Mike McDaniel, to me, best serve as a coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where he excels. Not saying he's a bad head coach, but his best talents as a coordinator. So he's going to get looks, and right now the league is very much in vogue with offensive coaches. That's what, if you look at the last several years of Super Bowl, it's offensive coaches by and large. So that is very much to his benefit. You know, Harbaugh, special teams coach.
That's a rarity.
It's a rarity, and he has the 20-year track record.
Yeah, he's been a head coach for so long, it's almost like it doesn't even matter what he did before. Yeah. Same thing with Tomlin, really.
Talking to Jordan Schultz here, I was talking to Robert Saleh before the playoff win against Philly. I know he's getting a lot of love now, too, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
He has with not a lot of talent, to be fair, and not the greatest tackling team, but Robert Saleh's proven again, great defensive coordinator. I know he's happy in San Francisco. Is he going to get some looks as a head coach?
Saleh is very motivated to be a head coach.
Yes, he is.
Very motivated.
I think he should wait another year personally, and I've told him that.
Yeah.
I think you want another year removed from the stink that was the Jets, another year to prove that you are, by a lot of accounts, one of, if not the best defensive coordinator in football, and then I think you could pick where you go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you'd have a lot of leverage, certainly, but with nine jobs, there's only 32 of these things.
Right.
True.
And he's a second-time guy. You know, it's very rare to be a third-time head coach. Mike McCarthy is trying to do it. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to go for a second time. And you mentioned the Jets obviously didn't end well, but I'll say this. I think Saleh, even though he's a defensive coach and we just talked about offense, from a defensive standpoint and his leadership qualities and just how much he wants to be a head coach, I think there's a real shot that he's got, I think, two or three interviews. I want to say three. I have to look at it. He's not a favorite for me, but he is absolutely
he's in the mix.
Yeah.
Definitely in the mix.
You know, so is Vance Joseph, another one. I could see him with Arizona. Stefanski's another one that I think Atlanta's been mentioned to me a lot.
Right.
So, you know, you have to – there's certain links, and you just try to find them, but it doesn't always work out.
Doesn't a guy like Stefanski get tired of being with a bad program? Like, he's a two-time Coach of the Year winner. He's obviously a brilliant football mind, and he just got stuck in the mud in Cleveland. If you're a guy like him, don't you want to at least go to a team that you could say, I've got a legitimate quarterback, I might need to fix five other things, but at least I've got a quarterback, like if you're a Kevin Stefanski?
I just got news
there
that Kevin Petullo has been fired, the Eagles offensive coordinator.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Everyone saw that coming.
That was an obvious one.
You think Sirianni survives?
I do. Yes, I do think Sirianni survives. I would say that Sirianni to get fired a year after winning a Super Bowl is I don't even know if that's ever happened.
Doug Peterson.
That was two years.
It was two. Okay, all right.
So no,
same franchise. Though.
I think Sirianni is safe. I do. You mentioned one before. I was
Stefanski.
Stefanski.
Because Giant fans feel like Stefanski.
He was the guy before Harbaugh. Yes. Everyone wanted.
And you think he's the second choice for the New York Giants?
I do. And I thought he was the favorite before the Harbaugh news. But I still think Atlanta is the favorite for him. Stefanski's interesting because he's supposed to be, and I think a lot of people would say he's an offensive guru. He's really good with quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. He also has a very penalized team, and the product on the field the last couple of years was awful. So there's a little bit of a, are we sure he's the guy? But given the success and that track record, two-time coach of the year.
Right.
And
in Cleveland.
Cleveland, I think he gets the benefit of the doubt.
As we're talking about like second choices here, when free agency, and this is kind of like free agency with these coaches, do you wait for Harbaugh to make the move? Like, is that going to be the first hire? Because we talk about whether the Giants are the best job, the Ravens are the best job, then you get the Atlanta Falcons. Like, once Harbaugh goes, do you see coaches start to make a move there, or do coaches start to line up where they believe is a good match for them and Harbaugh is not, you know, on the forefront of their mind?
No, I believe that Harbaugh will be the first head coach hired.
Right.
I think that's the first one to come. And the way the system is set up is to have it be slow. The NFL wants this thing to drag on. You're not even allowed to interview a lot of these guys.
They like the attention.
You know, yeah, they want the attention.
Continued attention.
Yeah, and so to me, Harbaugh is the first domino to fall, and then I think others will happen, but not necessarily right away.
Right.
I think the way it's set up is very much so to have this thing play out over the next month or few weeks.
Do you think there's any way the Giants are so amazing in their pitch to him tomorrow and Thursday that Harbaugh signs on the dotted line this week?
It would surprise me. It wouldn't shock me. I think it's possible. I mean, he's going to want, let's say, $20 million somewhere.
Right. The money's the money. The money, I don't think, dissuades him from doing it.
So
it's a personnel decision.
If they have a great meeting,
right,
and they say it's possible.
Well, I said they should cater it. I said you go, you know, three-tier oyster platter.
Yeah,
Carbone's overrated for my money.
It is overrated, actually.
Yeah, $60 for rigatoni.
They got good lasagna. That thing is...
Yeah. I don't need a 90-year-old guy in a tuxedo making me Caesar salad either. I'm done with that. It's good. I just don't need to watch you make it.
Yeah,
I said you got to cater that.
There is a scenario in which things go so well that they say that Harbaugh says, okay, let's do it. I'm just not expecting that.
And you just mentioned personnel decisions. Sorry. Yeah. There is a world where Joe Shane recognizes he would have to change his role in the organization, right? If that's one of the things. He's willing to work with him, but he wants final say of roster construction. That's something Joe Shane's willing to swallow.
I think Joe Shane continues to be and has been in massive job preservation mode.
Yeah.
And if John Harbaugh comes and he says, I'm willing to work with Joe, but I want final say or a lot of say over this personnel, which he will, then Joe's going to have to acquiesce, and I would expect him to do so. There's no reason for him to say, I'm not going to do that. This is John Harbaugh. All due respect to Joe Shane, but one's a Hall of Famer, one's not.
Right.
Well, I saw a report from a guy who, I guess, covers the Ravens or claims to cover the Ravens, that Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh weren't on speaking terms for a month or better.
I saw that. I don't know if that's a fact.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's a fact.
That would seem weird to me. And the story that came out that I personally don't accept is that there's no way, in my opinion, I could obviously be wrong on this, I cannot see a world in where Lamar Jackson was sleeping in meetings. He just doesn't seem to be that kind of kid.
No, I don't believe that at all.
Video games till 3 in the morning, guilty as charged. He's admitted he likes to play video games. As we've talked about, I'd rather my quarterback be immature and play video games.
Then go out.
I still play them, then be clubbing or doing stupid things.
Yeah.
But I cannot see a world in where Lamar Jackson was sleeping in a meeting. I just can't.
I completely agree. And I'll tell you that as much as there was this discourse or reported discourse between Harbaugh and Jackson, certainly something wasn't right. I don't believe that at all.
All right. I'm not crazy.
No, I don't believe that at all.
I know we're going around the league pretty quick here. Dolphins get rid of, obviously, Mike McDaniel. Got rid of Greer before him, who was a horrendous general manager.
One of the worst.
Yeah, especially if you're a Dolphin
really
fan.
Bad.
Like, now we're talking about, you know, 30, or how many years without a playoff win? Long time, 25 years.
Yeah,
I think 2000 might have been the last playoff win. I've not heard the Dolphins. Like, I've heard the Titans and Falcons mentioned more than the Dolphins as a destination for all the top coaches.
Yeah, the Dolphins is an interesting job in the sense that you have a very patient owner. They've been. He was extraordinarily patient with Chris Greer. I thought he was very patient with Mike McDaniel. But you also have a cap hell situation incoming with Tua, and the roster isn't very good. It's not awful, but it's not very good. And so, to me, it's an enticing job because of the city, because of the fact that the fan base is not expected to have you win right away. But it's not the upper tier. It's somewhere in the middle. It's a better job than Arizona and Vegas. I mentioned yesterday, I reported that they're going to interview Calvin Shepard from the Lions, the defensive coordinator. The reason I'm bringing that up, not even so much about Calvin, but because they are trying to do something they haven't done, which is go through every possible stone. So it wouldn't surprise me if the Dolphins took a similar approach as the Titans, 15, 20 guys, let's bring them in and let's really evaluate. It also wouldn't surprise me if the Dolphins maybe even hired someone that could be considered a year away because – you know, I'm not going to say that, you know, Jesse Minter's a year away.
Right.
Because I think he's
the Giants are going to interview him also. You
know, he's got one with eight.
He does,
by the way, including Baltimore where he was. But it's that type of young up. Maybe it's a Shieldhouse from the Rams. It's a young up and coming potential coach, which they have with Mike McDaniel, who maybe you don't. If you wait a year, you don't get him. So I expect Miami to be very deliberate. But yeah, it's an interesting job.
So obviously we all watched Dante Moore spit the bit in the semifinal game last week. And I think he did tremendous damage to not that he's going to be drafted or not, but where he gets drafted. I know they just brought in Dylan Raiola, the kid from Nebraska, to be a quarterback in Oregon. So to me, they're telling him, well, they're expecting Dante to go pro. But now that you've brought in a new starting quarterback, if Dante decides after that performance – I can't go pro. I think he transfers out of Oregon. But every Jet fan, is what I'm getting at, was watching that game going, son of a gun, that's our next quarterback.
Yeah.
And he looked terrible against, albeit 24-year-old men playing for Indiana. That's what you're going to get in the NFL. So where is Dante Moore at right now?
Okay, so I thought before that game, he was pretty locked in to go too.
As did I.
He played a terrible game. He really did. But there is a sentiment that he goes back to school and gets this sort of de facto lifetime contract from Phil Knight in Oregon. I don't see the
even with Raiola going there.
But that's the point. I don't. If you're Dante Moore and you go back to school, don't you want to stay at Oregon? What's the point? He already was at UCLA, and you're at Oregon now, which is arguably it's one of the great. I mean, so there is. From what I understand, he's kept it very private internally about what he wants to do. I don't have an answer of what he's going to do. I can tell you that what transpired on the field did not help his draft stock. And there's a sentiment coming in that Mendoza was the most ready and that Moore was really close. That was like before the game. I think that gap's been.
I agree. Yeah. You know. And I was talking to some people today that were like, a lot of teams have soured now because of that performance. Because the one thing about Indiana, talking about college football, is that quite famously, the average age of the kid in Indiana is in their 20s.
Right.
They're not playing high school kids.
Yeah.
So he's playing grown men. And I know it's just one bad game, one bad example, but he did himself a disservice in the manner he played.
It's also not a great quarterback class. You know, it's
which
just
would lend him to come out more so.
Right, and then next year you have Arch and Julian Sayin, and there's a few.
There's a bunch.
So if he gets $12 million in the portal or whatever it is, you know, you can understand him wanting to move.
No, I got you. 2034 is the next Super Bowl that is not currently attached to a network. All right, we're network connected from now through 2033. The reason I'm asking you this question is. If you had a guess, and I know there's no way to have inside
of this. Yeah, this is not my lane.
If you're a guessing man, is there a chance 2034 is the first Super Bowl on a streaming service and not on a network?
No inside knowledge whatsoever.
Yes,
but
I know.
My answer was yes. I think there is a chance.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think 2034, Netflix, YouTube, you name it, writes a very, very big check.
Well, they're already paying an insane amount of money right now. They all are. And just to get one game.
I heard you were going to Amazon.
No, that's what I heard. No Amazon for me.
That's what I heard. I heard they got their eyes on you for some future broadcasts.
Okay. Listen, I appreciate it. You know, Craig, in another life, maybe you were my agent. And you were C-Max as well.
I try
apparently.
To be. Is there anything else I didn't know or we didn't ask you about that
top of mind
that's cooking?
We powered through it in a major way. That was awesome. That was awesome.
I appreciate the insight. Obviously, if you hear anything, give us a shout.
I appreciate you.
Check out Schultz Report on YouTube every day. Also, if you like Draymond Green, while you're talking about football.
Or if you don't like him.
Or if you hate him. It's actually interesting hearing him talk about football.
Yeah.
It's an interesting watch. He really is.
He's a massive Steelers fan. So we just talked.
Oh.
And he was really, really upset. One note is I appreciate the plug. Congratulations to you guys
as
well. Very,
appreciate
very cool.
Yeah. Well, he's well deserving of it.
Yeah.
And just
awesome.
To update you, the news, breaking news, the Eagles have fired Kevin Petullo.
Yeah.
And just real quick, the reason that's a bigger deal than just any coordinator being fired, that's Nick Sirianni's best friend.
Yeah.
All right. That's why he got the job. They are now going to be on their fourth offensive coordinator in 4 years, right?
It is. It's actually incredible. I just.
Because it was Steichler before that. He went to Indiana.
Yeah, hold on. Then, I have it right here.
You have it?
I have it right here. It was
Kellen Moore.
Yeah, I have
Am
it.
Am I missing
I
a guy? I got to be missing one guy.
I have it.
Steichen, Johnson, Moore, Petullo. Four offensive coordinators in 4 years.
Yeah. And Jalen Hurts play caller since 2016. Kellen Moore, Brian Johnson.
Two.
Steichen, Peterson.
Three, four.
And then obviously you go back to college, Lincoln Riley, and Dan Daboll.
It's crazy.
Is
A.J. Brown tradable with that contract or no?
He was not tradable at all during the season. There is definitely a world in which he's traded in the offseason.
And would I be silly to think that a reunion with Vrabel would make sense next year?
You know what? That's not bad.
You can take
that's
that one.
Not, that's not, I'm gonna, you know, I'm going to take it wrong with
that
it.
Take that one. Yeah. Just make it yours.
Yeah.
And if I ever call you, just say thanks.
Yeah. Okay, I will.
Good seeing you.
Thank you, guys.
George
Shumps,
everybody. One of the best. Take a quick break and get back to your phone calls. 888-808-1019. It's the Carton Show with Big Mac on the Fan.
And this segment was sponsored by Ray Catino of Mercedes-Benz of Edison. The Odyssey Sportsman is brought to you by Dr. Jay Shah at Samuel Institute for Pain Management. Visit samuelpain.com.
Oh, a little Chrissy Stapes. Call now. Didn't write this song, of course, but he made it famous.
Really?
Yeah.
He didn't write this? I don't know if that's true.
That's what the name producer just told me.
Because he's a great songwriter, as everybody knows. He started out as a songwriter.
Yes, he did.
Writing for Hootie.
He really started out as a, I would say, a nuclear engineer.
Get out of town.
Yeah. Look it up. Please Google
me on
that.
I believe you.
I mean, I may not be nuclear, but he was like some like badass cutting-edge scientist or something.
Really?
Yeah. First couple albums failed miserably, mm-hmm. and then this song changed his life. And really, Justin Timberlake saved his life by performing this song with him at, I think, the Country Music Awards. Anyway, we'll take the third caller right now, 866-540-WFN. That's 866-540-9326. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Chrissy Stapes, the All-American Roadshow at Northwell at Jones Beach Theater, August 26th. That's a Wednesday in August. Courtesy of Live Nation, tickets go on sale Friday, January 16th. You got something there or no?
Yeah. No, he studied. He didn't actually become, but he studied biomedical engineering at Vanderbilt University dropping out
to take on a music nuclear, career. Bio, seems the same.
Biomedical, yeah.
I think that's the same thing, isn't it?
I have no idea.
It's like, are you a chemical engineer, a mechanical engineer? You're an engineer, right?
Scientist.
That's how I view it.
Scientist.
All right, if you're just tuning in to the Carton Show with Big Mac, you know the breaking news by now. Mike Tomlin has stepped down as head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So another opening now. So basically one-third of the NFL is available with head coaching jobs. But the only job we care about here is the Giants job. And we learned late yesterday, earlier today, that Chris Mara has already been to the Harbaugh residence. Mm-hmm. Did that before anyone else got to talk to him in person. And just kind of set the stage for the Giants pitching him. And, you know, I was told they did talk some personnel, did talk about Jackson Dart a little bit, et cetera, et cetera. And he will be here tomorrow and Thursday talking to the New York Giants. And here's the good news. The New York Giants have already taken care of the Rooney Rule. They've interviewed two minority candidates, so they're good in that regard. So if this thing goes great tomorrow and Thursday, the New York Giants and John Harbaugh can agree to a deal if Harbaugh thinks that the Giants situation is the best situation like we do. Now, here's the interesting rub on that. Now that Tomlin has stepped down from Pittsburgh, a lot of people, of course, want to think or of the opinion a little swap.
Yeah.
But again, Pittsburgh, although a great franchise with great ownership and a very patient owner on top of that, does not have a quarterback. And I don't care what anyone else says. I'm of the mindset that a guy like John Harbaugh, who's 62 years old and has all the success in the world, is not going to a franchise that he deems as a project without a quarterback. I just don't see that happening. I also think Tomlin stepping down, as you have said as well, means we've now seen the end of Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And it feels like a rebuild there, right? New quarterback, new head coach. Yes, I mean, you know, Jordan called it the second best job. He said it now behind the Ravens is the second best job. I think that's more about the organization and ownership and what they've been able to accomplish than necessarily this roster and what you expect moving forward. I agree with you. Feels like a little bit of a project. Now, the only reason why I even suggested it was to be spiteful. If you go want to go there, sure, take on a job and go immediately try and compete with Baltimore in that division. But, you know, as Jordan said, he's looking at quarterbacks. We've talked about it, right? I've had a lot of concerns.
Too.
I've had a lot of concerns about not knowing the mindset of John Harbaugh, what he values. And you even asked him, like, will he take on a project? Does he believe on building up an organization? Does he want the quick fix with the best quarterback situation? Clearly, young, stable quarterback. He's not worried about losing year one, year two. He knows he's got the cachet in the NFL. People are going to trust him.
Yeah.
He's going to be able to implement his plan, his 3-4 year plan. And it sounds like, you know, the Giants, if you go that way, if it's about football, it's about the quarterback, it's about the ownership, it's hard not to find a better job than the New York Giants right
now. Yeah, I am interested in what he said also, and we've been talking about it for a couple of days now.
Yeah.
The amount of interest Tennessee